Also sehr schön, dass du bereits gesagt hast, wenn wir heute mal sagen, dass Psach im Dorf kufjud. Bryce says, "Someone who drinks and peers has his blood on his own head." But Yehuda said, "This is only if he didn't go outside between the cups. If he did, there's no problem." Rashi said, "I saw Rabbi Hananya and Bar Bibi go outside after each cup that he drank." Zokdemar, it's only dangerous if he's traveling after drinking the peers, but if he's staying home, it's not a problem. Rav Zera said, "Going to sleep is like traveling, and it's dangerous to do after drinking peers." Rav Papa said, "Going to the bathroom is like traveling regarding this issue as well." In fact, Gemara, we find that Rava, Abai, and Rav Nachman Yisrael were all careful not to drink peers even when they were staying home. This is a prominent person. An Adam Choshev has to worry even if he's staying home, because these things, these mazikim can affect him more. Ula says that pears are only dangerous up to the number 10, meaning 2, 4, 6, 8 are a problem, 10 is already not a problem. So this fits well with what Ula said elsewhere, that the Rabbanan instituted the drinking of 10 cups of wine for an ovel. Now, if drinking 10 cups were a problem, they would never have instituted it. Rav Chista and Rabbar, whoever Huna, say that 8 is not problematic, only 2, 4, and 6 is a problem. This is based on the word shalom being the 7th word of the last pasuk of Birchas Kohanim, therefore the 7th cup does not combine with the 8th cup to cause harm. Rabban Rav Yosi said that even the 6th is not a problem, it's only 2 and 4 that's a problem. This is based on the word vichuneka being the 5th word of the 2nd pasuk of Birchas Kohanim. Therefore, the 5th cup doesn't combine with the 6th to cause harm. Abaya and Rava say that even 4 is not problematic, only 2 is a problem. This is based on the word Vishmerecha being the 3rd word of the 1st pasuk of Birchas Kohanim. Therefore, the 3rd cup doesn't combine with the 2nd cup to cause harm. This fits well with the way Rava would often send off the Rabbanan after having them giving them to drink 4 cups of wine. So, even though Rava bar Levoy was harmed after having been sent off in this way, Rava said the reason he was harmed wasn't because of the Zugais, it's because he embarrassed Rava by publicly asking questions on his Shiurim. Rav Yosef said, "Yosef the Shade told me that Ashmedai, who is the king of all the Shadim, is the one who has the power to harm one who has eaten or drinking in pears. However, it's below someone of his stature to go and harm, and therefore there's no reason to worry about pears." Others say, "No, Adarabba, that as a king he can do as he pleases, and he surely must worry about Zugais." Rav Papa said, "Yosef the Shade told me if someone drinks 2 cups, we, the Shadim, meaning, are able to kill him. If he drinks 4 cups, we could harm him, but we can't kill him. If one drinks 2 cups, we can kill him whether he was a Shoyg or Gemezid. If he drinks 4 cups, we can only harm him if he drank the pears Bemezid." Zokdemar, if someone forgot and drank pears, what can he do? Mara says he should take his right thumb in his left hand and take his left thumb in his right hand and say, "You and I are 3. If he hears a voice, then say, "You and I are 4. He should say, "You and I are 5. Every time he hears a voice answer, bringing it back to an even number, he should respond by bringing it back to the next odd number. There was once a story where this went back and forth until 101, at which time the shade burst. Amemra said, "The headed lady of the witches told me, if someone comes across a witch, he should say, 'Hot waist and ripped back baskets in your mouth, witches. Your hair should be ripped and your breadcrumbs should fly away.' They use these things for their kishuf. Your spices should be scattered and the wind should blow away the fresh saffron from your hand. As long as we didn't cross paths, I knew I was in Hashem's good graces. Now that I have crossed paths with you, it seems that I am not." That's what he should say as some type of lachash. Fine. In Eretz Yisrael, Zakhti Gemara, they did not worry about pears. Rav Dimi of Nardo was even careful not to make an even number of markings on a barrel. In fact, a barrel once burst when someone made an even number of markings. Gemara says, the general rule is, if someone worries about it, the Shadim can go after him if he does Zugas. If he doesn't worry about it, the Shadim don't have any Shlita to go after him. Still, one should be somewhat concerned with it, Zakhti Gemara. Zakhtumar Vaiter of Dimi said, "Halacha Mashmasina teaches that the pears that are dangerous are 2 eggs, 2 nuts, 2 cucumbers, and 2 of something else. But because we're unsure what this is meant by something else, the Rabbanim Ragais are on all Zugais." When we said earlier, Zakhtumar, that pears is not a problem once you reach 10 or 8 or 6 or 4, depending on the Shita, that's only with regard to being harmed by Shadim. However, there's still a concern of being harmed by Kishif if someone does any sort of Zugas, even if it's 4, 6, 8, or 10. There was a story with a man whose ex-wife would try to do Kishif all the time, but it would never be effective. Once, he wasn't careful and drank an even number of cups of wine, over 16 cups, and the kishuv therefore finally had an effect on him. Rabbi Avira said, "Cooked dishes and bread are not subject to Zugais. The general rule is, any food that is man-made is not subject to the problem of Zugais." The Gemara says, "Drinking in a store is not subject to Zugais. Drinking and then deciding to have another drink, which ends in an even number, is also not a problem of Zugais. A guest is not subject to Zugais. A woman is not subject to Zugais unless she's a woman of prominence, an Isha Chashuva." Rav Chinin, the son of Rabbi Yeshua, said, "Asparagus only combines to make an odd number, not to make an even one." Ravina, in the name of Rava, said, "If someone's unsure whether he drank an even number of cups, he should drink another cup. Others say he should dafka not drink another cup." Rav Yosef said, "If someone drank 2 cups of wine and then 1 of beer, the beer does not combine and he is therefore subject to Zugais on the wine. If someone drank 2 cups of beer and then 1 of wine, it does combine and there's no problem of Zugais because the wine is Choshev. And therefore it combines to make it an odd number." Rav Nachman, the name of Rav, said, "If someone drinks 2 cups of wine before sitting at the table and 1 when he sits down at the table to eat, it combines and there is no concern for the pears because now it's 3. If someone drinks 1 before sitting down and 2 after sitting down, it does not combine and therefore there is a problem of Zugas." Rav Mishashi said, "We're only concerned about the person himself, and this person drank 3 cups. Therefore, there's no concern in this case either." Rabbi Yehuda named Shmuel said all mixed drinks combine with each other for pairs purposes, for purposes of zukah. Rabbi Yochanan said even water is considered to be a mixed drink and combines. Rabbi Papa said the machalikas is only when hot water is mixed with cold water, or cold water is mixed into hot water. However, if hot is mixed with hot or cold is mixed with cold, all agree it's not considered to be a mixed drink.